State Public Defender Nick Charka says the widespread damage to buildings is what you still notice in New Orleans, but on a recent visit to the city, he found out what this means to the court system. Many courtrooms have been destroyed, the system is financially strapped, and the number of public defenders in the city has shrunk from 47 to just 7. Cases dating back to before the hurricanes have been delayed, and he says defendants are paying the price.
You're finding defendants standing with a public defender for less than 2 minutes, arguing a bond, and then never seeing that public defender again until 30 days or 45 days later when they're brought back into court, or when they brought out of jail and put into the courtroom. So the system itself needs some work.
Charkas and a team of criminal justice experts are recommending ways to make the system more expedient. For example, he says that in Wisconsin, public defenders meet up right away with state prosecutors to consider what type of cases they're dealing with.
And by doing that, you could separate those people that scare us and ought to go to jail, and those people who have done wrong but can be corrected with pretrial programs, and they don't need to go to jail.
Charkas is also recommending incentives to entice more New Orleans lawyers to do public defender work. His office says representatives from the city could come north at some point to watch Wisconsin's criminal justice system at work. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.